a couple of years ago, I was hanging out with my friend. It was a Friday night, and I was a senior in high school at the time. My parents were gone, and my friend Riley was over at my house. We ordered a pizza at probably between 8 and 9 p.m. I know that it was dark outside, and we were both really hungry. We were just in my parents' living room, talking and watching something on TV. We were the only people home at the time. The neighborhood my parents live in is pretty nice. It's not super wealthy or anything, but it's known to be very safe. I knew many of the neighbors, and I had never known of anything bad to happen there. So about 20 minutes after we ordered the pizza, there was a knock at the front door. I got up and walked to the front door and opened it. It was the pizza delivery guy, and he had the pizza with him. I got it and paid the guy, but before he left, he said something to me that was odd. He said that he didn't know if I knew this or not, but he saw a guy hiding in the bushes on the side of our house. I said that I was not aware of it. The pizza guy then said that he just wanted to let me know, and then he left. I didn't really know what to make of this. I walked back into the living room and set the pizza down. I told Riley about what the pizza delivery guy said. Both of us decided to go and check. First, we went to the side of the house from the inside. We walked over to my brother's bedroom, which had a window that looked out to that side of the house. My brother was gone, so it was empty. When we looked out of the window, we couldn't really see anything though. It didn't have a great view, and if there was a man hiding there, he would still be out of sight. Then we both left the house and walked outside. We used the flashlights from our phones to shine them down to the side of the house when we got there. We did have several large bushes that would be fairly easy to hide in. When we shined over the bushes, though, we didn't see anybody. I didn't want to go right up to them and look, though. I got a little bit closer and shined the light again. I could see much better now and didn't see anybody. I felt confident enough that if the man was still hiding there, I would have either seen him or he would have moved. After that, we both went back inside. It was a really weird thing. I had never known anything like that to happen around the neighborhood before. We tried thinking of potential reasons for a person to be there at this hour, but I couldn't think of any. We tried our best to forget about it now that we thought whoever it was probably now gone. Just to be safe though, we decided to get up and make sure that the back door was locked and no windows were left open or anything. The back sliding door, which led to the patio, was unlocked, so we locked it, but all the windows were shut. Afterwards, we had the pizza and watched TV for probably the next 20 minutes or so. Everything was going fine, and we started to forget about the guy. But that was when we both saw somebody pass by the living room window really quick. Both of us saw just the end of it and didn't get a good look at the person. But somebody was out there. It was really creepy. We both got up and went over to the window and looked out. We couldn't see the guy anymore, though. He had disappeared either behind a tree or another bush, or to one of the sides of the house. I wasn't quite sure what to do. Would he actually leave, or should we call the police on him? Riley and I stood around the living room with our eyes fixed on the front window. That's when we heard the noise of the back sliding door starting to open, but it stopped due to the door being locked. We couldn't see it from where we were, but we both walked over to where we could get a view. By then, whoever was there was not in sight. I turned on the back light, which was for the patio, and had been off. When it went on, just for a second, we both saw the man running away. He disappeared behind a few trees and was headed towards the direction of our next door neighbor's backyard. Whoever this guy was who was prowling around was up to no good. We just hoped that he wouldn't come back. My parents got back home only about 15 minutes later. We told them everything, and for the rest of the night, we were on high alert, but I don't think the guy ever came back. He must have run off for good that last time. I really don't know what he was doing though, but the one thing I do know is that I'm really glad that we locked that sliding door. Or else the guy would have been inside the house with us. This is something that happened in the fall of 2019 when I worked as a pizza delivery driver. I had the job for only 3 months. I would drive around the area near where I lived, sort of, and just deliver pizzas. I got a decent amount of money in tips usually, which was nice. I would also work late into the night sometimes. On one occasion, it was a Saturday night, and I was working until 3 a.m. That's the time that our pizza place closed, and we would usually get orders right up until then just about every week. I had a delivery to make a little bit after 2 a.m. on that night. It was in an area that I had been to before, and I headed out. It took me maybe 10 minutes to drive to the location. When I got there, I parked on the side of the street on what was a typical residential neighborhood. There were houses all over the place, and I took the pizza out of my car. I began walking up the driveway to the house that I was supposed to deliver to. When I got up to the front door, I rang the doorbell and waited. The pizza had not been paid for yet, so I had to collect the money. This house in particular was not the nicest looking house on the street, but it wasn't terrible. Finally, the door opened and a man answered. He looked to be in his 50s and was sort of big with a long mustache. He wore an old-looking white t-shirt, and I could see that inside of his house did not look nice at all. Things seemed really messy and disorganized. The first thing that the guy said was asking me if I wanted to come inside. I said no thanks and told him how much the pizza was. He got his wallet out of his back pocket and then started going through his cash. As he was flipping through his dollar bills, he told me again to come inside the house. I really didn't want to, and I said that I was good. The guy was taking his time paying, and it was getting really uncomfortable by the second. Finally, the man handed me the money for the pizza. No tip, but I didn't even care anymore. I took it and handed him the pizza box. Then I immediately started heading back for my car parked out front. I walked down the steps and back into the driveway. It was really dark, and there were no streetlights nearby. There were also no lights on the guy's property either. About halfway back to my car, I heard footsteps behind me. I looked over my shoulder and saw the guy. He was walking behind me about 30 feet back. I walked faster and reached the end of the driveway. Then I got to my car and got inside as quickly as possible. When I closed my door, I looked and saw the man arriving at the other side. I quickly hit the lock button before the man attempted to open the passenger side door. He then went back and tried opening the rear passenger side door, which was also now locked. I put the car into drive and left. I don't know what that guy wanted, but it was really suspicious. He didn't say anything at all. When I've told this story to friends, a couple of times they've said, maybe he just wanted to give you a tip that he forgot. But he could have spoken up at any time and told me. He didn't say anything. And why would he just try to open my door? And something about the guy was off for sure. The way he invited me in his house a couple of times was really creepy. I'm just happy that I left when I did. This is the bizarre story of one of the pizza deliveries that I made. I worked for Domino's as a delivery driver for one summer when I was in college. I was working one night when I had a routine delivery to make. It was a little bit later, but not that late, maybe like 10 p.m. I drove out to an area where I will just say is not the nicest of neighborhoods. The house I was making a delivery to, I remember, was on a sort of busier street, but there was a sidewalk out front and then a hill going up to the houses. After arriving, I parked on the side of the road, got the pizza, and left my vehicle. Immediately after I got out, I saw a man walking down the sidewalk about 20 feet away. He was passing by, and I started to head up the sidewalk and go up to the house. The man got much closer to me, and he then stopped me and said that he needed to ask me a quick question. I stopped and asked him what his question was. He asked me if I was a pizza delivery driver, and I said yes. Then the man asked me for a piece of pizza. I laughed and said, no, I have to deliver this pizza right now. That response was not so funny to the man, though. His body language changed in anger in an instant. He then walked right up to me, and I tried to begin walking up to the house. The man grabbed my arm, though, and then reached for the pizza and tried grabbing that. I did my best to stop him, but the pizza ended up falling to the ground in the struggle. The pizza, inside the box, fell out of the insulated pizza delivery bag. The man raced over to it, and to my surprise, he stomped on it. He looked at me and cursed at me as he stood on the pizza now. I stood there in disbelief, amazed and also terrified of this man. I was thinking that he just had to be crazy. Then I figured that I needed to get out of there. One pizza was not worth it, but in that moment, my conscience got the better of me. I decided to walk up to the house and tell whoever had ordered the pizza what had happened. We could deliver another pizza to them, but obviously it would take a while longer. I felt that I owed them the explanation, though. Meanwhile, the man was still standing there with the pizza. He did not follow me when I went up to the house, which I was glad to see. I knocked on the door, and when the owner answered, I told him what had happened. You couldn't really see down to the sidewalk from where we were. The man who answered the door seemed really confused, and I can't blame him. but he wasn't too mad. He said he would like us to bring him another pizza. I started to walk back to my car. When I got down to the sidewalk again, though, I didn't see the guy where he had been before. The pizza was still on the ground, though, but as I approached my vehicle, I just barely saw him. He was crouched down, hiding behind the driver's side of my car. I quickly turned around and started walking back up to the guy's house. I didn't want to go close to that weird guy again. When I got about halfway, I stopped and I looked back down to my car. I saw the guy punch at my driver's window. This was really bad. I ran back up to the guy's house and told him what was happening. Then I called the police. I waited on the guy's front porch until the police got there, only about 5 minutes later. When they did, the man was still there, trying to get into my car somehow. He didn't, and I heard a bunch of yelling, and the guy tried fighting one of the cops, which did not go well for him. In the end, I was finally able to get back to my car and leave. The man had not caused any major damage, which was good, but he did cause a few minor dents to my vehicle. I'm not sure if the customer got another pizza at all after that, because my boss let me go home.
Working on and off part-time in the pizza delivery industry for the last 20 years, I can tell you a crazy story or two. Not all were experiences of my own, but they have all given me more than my share of bad dreams. One particular episode I went through, about 7 years ago, has stuck with me all these years, and I'm fairly certain I'll never be able to fully shake free from it. About a year before what I'm talking about went down, I had befriended a guy at work everyone called D. I wasn't sure at the time what his God-given name was, but that's the name everybody referred to him by, so that's what I used. D was about the same age as me and liked the same music as myself. He even managed to introduce me to a few bands I didn't know of, and I did the same for him. On occasional days off, we'd hit the clubs in search of the next great band, but more often than not, we just got blotto and hit on chicks. Something odd that I did notice was that he would occasionally get really aggressive towards girls that shot him down. I'd often find myself stuck in the middle of trying to de-escalate the situation and calm him down. Once he finally realized what he was doing, he'd laugh off his behavior. My initial opinion was that the aggression came along with alcohol consumption, but when he did the same thing before he'd even had a drink, it became clear that he had serious anger problems towards women boiling just below the surface. Soon, this reoccurring behavior became too much for me, and I found myself inventing excuses not to go out with him, and I saw less and less of him outside of work. Despite this, we still got along well when we were there, so I had no reason to see him as anything other than a great guy I'd always known. As time rolled on, Dee's performance at work started to suffer, and our out-of-work interactions all but ceased. Strangest of all, his attitude toward other people at work became cold, myself included. My attempts to make small talk about music and such were often met with disinterest or downright silence. I figured he was butthurt about me not wanting to chase tail with him anymore, so I left him to himself to deal with his issues with me rather than push him on the subject. It was no big deal anyway. I was working less at the restaurant and was becoming more focused on my business. D obviously was having some problems I wasn't aware of, and they were affecting his work. He would spend longer and longer on his deliveries until one day he never returned. It wasn't until my next shift, a few nights later, that I found out that he'd been arrested. The cops picked him up on his last delivery, and you'll never guess why. From rumors and the little information I got from the media, the cops grabbed him while he was attempting to break into an apartment. As the facts slowly seeped out, it appeared that D had been doing this a lot, usually while working. Not only was he breaking and entering places, he turned out to be a serial sexual offender that we'd had around the area for years. Apparently, the individual in question was allegedly supposed to have assaulted and killed at least 5 women or possibly more since he started. I had had a hard time believing this all at first, but as I began analyzing his behavior towards females when we went out, it started to make sense. From the testimony of others, I was apparently one of the few who actually got a peek behind his mask. At least at first, but as the months went on, the mask began to slip and he was unable to hide his true self from those around him. This is probably the reason why he became cold and distant to other people. He couldn't hide his real face any longer. I had moved on from that particular restaurant by the time the trial was about to start. He was only being charged for the attempted break-in and one assault and murder. The trial only lasted a few weeks before he pounced on the deal that he was offered. He managed to dodge the death penalty but still got nailed with a life sentence. He's currently rumored to be a model prisoner and lead guitar in the prison band. The authorities have made it clear that he isn't going to get away with any other crimes. In the future, when they have accumulated more evidence, they will go for the death penalty. Considering there's no statute of limitations on murder, I'm pretty sure they'll get it. Life as a father has kept me too busy to share this story until now, but better late than never, I guess. This didn't actually happen to me or anyone I know. It was told to me by a friend of mine who used to carpool with myself and a few others back when I was a garbage man. Yes, I was indeed a garbage man, but that's another story for another time. If you all are nice to me, I may share it in the future, but that's not why we're here. Now back to the point, I'll do my best to be as accurate as possible in relaying this story. Although I'm nowhere near the storyteller my pal is, I'm more confident that it can stand on its own in the drama department. Now, hopefully, that will be enough details and we can get to the story. The guy who told me this is Billy. At the time the story took place, he was working as a small independent pizza delivery place. Another driver working there was some dude everyone called Mac. One night, not long before Bill quit, he took a phone order from a customer that made him uncomfortable. He couldn't really specify anything that he had said that set off his alarm, but he still got a bad vibe from the guy and he refused to deliver the order. This caused a bit of an uproar with management at first, but soon, Max stepped up and volunteered to take the pizza. He claimed he had delivered to that address before, and although he was a little odd, the dude was no threat to anyone. Being more than happy to get the boss off his back, Bill let Mac take the order and whatever tips that may come with it. Once the pizza came out of the oven, Mac quickly boxed it up and took off to deliver. Here is where we'll have to rely on a lot of conjecture and clues accumulated at the scene, but from what they could piece together, this is what happened next. Mac made it to the address and delivered it like normal. Despite the light being out on the street, he went about his work per usual. After dropping off the pizza and getting paid for it, Mac returned to his car and was about to leave the scene when he was held up by one or more people. Even though all the cars had bold signs reading that the drivers carried no more than $20, robberies were not out of the norm. It appears that he thought he could get away from the thief by driving away. However, the assailant managed to get one round off and struck Mac in the neck. The car only made it about 30 yards before it crashed into a light post. The medical examiner is fairly positive Mac was dead by the time the car crashed. To make things even worse, the thief must not have been deterred by the noise of a gunshot and the mere fact that he killed a man for about $21.58, because he ransacked the wrecked car and Mac's dead body for the money until he found it, and only then did he flee the scene. That's one cold-hearted man. Eventually, somebody must have called the cops and they were the ones that contacted the restaurant. Bill did admit to me that even after these years later, he felt bad for not being the one to take the delivery, even though he's glad he wasn't the one to be killed. He feels as if he sent Mac off to die that night, but he acknowledges that Mac volunteered to take it. That fact still does little to allay the guilt he still feels. Mac's death was the final straw for him, and he quit a few days later. To his knowledge, he's almost positive that the killer was never caught. Not even after a week after Mac's death, his boss told him to take a delivery just 3 houses away from the one Mac had been killed in front of. This was it for him. The company had just lost one driver in that area, and now they were trying to send him back into that nightmare. At that moment, he realized that his boss was no different from the scumbag that had shot Mac. Their only care was for money, and he didn't want to be another sacrifice on the altar of greed.
This happened just a few months ago. I was at home one night by myself, and I ordered a pizza. For a little more details, I'm a 26-year-old female and live in a two-bedroom house by myself. This was at about 7 p.m. when I ordered. It was a local pizza place that I got sometimes. About 15 minutes later, there was a knock at my front door. I answered it, and there was a man standing on my front step with a pizza box. The guy delivering it was sort of short and had long, dark, stringy hair. I opened the door to him, paid, accepted the pizza, and then the guy left. Then I went inside. It was a very normal and average interaction. Over the next couple of hours, I hung out at home, having the pizza, watching TV, and going on my phone. At about 11 p.m., I started to get ready for bed, but it was around that same time when there was a knock on my front door. Now, this was really strange because of the fact that it was so late at night. I don't think anybody had ever knocked on my door so late. Before answering it, I decided to look through the living room window. When I did, I saw a man, and I quickly recognized him. It was the pizza delivery guy from earlier, but he wasn't wearing his pizza clothes anymore. He was wearing a black jacket and jeans. I wondered what he was doing here, but as I was looking at him through the window, he looked over and saw me. I jumped back out of instincts. I really didn't want to answer the door. After he saw me, he knocked again. I had a bad feeling about it. This was just too sketchy. I really didn't want to answer the door, so I went back over to the window. I unlocked and slid up one of the living room windows. The man looked over again. Now it was just a window screen, so I could talk to the guy and he would hear me. I asked what he wanted. He didn't answer me, but instead started walking over to the window. When he got within 5 feet, I backed up and shut the window. I saw the guy motioning for me to lift it up again, but I didn't. He was being way too weird. After standing at my window for a while, he finally turned back around and walked away. I watched him go back into the street, and I was glad to see him gone. I went back to getting ready for bed after that. But when I got into my bedroom, my cell phone rang. I did not recognize the number, so I didn't answer it. But whoever had called left me a voicemail. I decided to listen to it. When I did, I heard a man say that he was outside, and if I didn't let him in, he was going to break in. Obviously, this had to be the same guy. I decided to call him back. When I called, he answered instantly. I asked him what he wanted. He told me to let him in the house, and I asked him why. He told me to just do it. Then he hung up on me. Of course, I wasn't going to. Instead, I called the police. I told them what was going on, and then went into my bathroom and locked the door. I didn't know if the man was going to actually try to break in or not. I did my best to distract myself from the situation as I waited for the police to get there. When they did arrive, the man was gone. I told the police everything that I knew. The good thing is that it was easy for them to locate the man because I knew his job. I could also describe him and I had his phone number. After that, I haven't been bothered by him since.
It was a pizza place that I was familiar with, so finding parking to pick up the food wasn't an issue at all, and by the time it was ready to be picked up, I was there grabbing it. I made my way back to my car as fast as I could, letting the person who ordered the pizza know that their food was picked up and on the way. I looked at my phone and saw that the delivery was to an apartment building a couple blocks over, and in no time, I was en route with the food. It took me about 6 minutes to get to the block that the apartment building was located on. And luckily for me, street parking wasn't too bad at that time of day, and I managed to find a spot that was right next to the building. Now this was a no-contact delivery, which meant that I was to leave the food at the door, take a picture of it, notify the person who ordered the food that their pizza was downstairs, and then they were responsible for coming to get it. So I walked up to the door and placed the food in a safe spot, and as I was taking my phone out of my pocket, I noticed a group of young men who looked to be no older than 16 down on the corner. I couldn't help but notice they all kept looking over at me. Now in my mind, I figured that they were just thinking about trying to take the food, so I wasn't concerned for my safety at all, and I continued about my business. I took my phone out and began taking a picture of the food, and then I even called the number that I was given for the person who ordered the food to let them know that their food was downstairs. I didn't want them to miss out on any of the delicious pizza. As I hung up the phone, I took another look down the corner of the block, and this time, I saw the entire group had been staring my way. I'm not sure why, but this made me feel really uneasy, and I figured that it was time for me to go. As I went to turn toward my car, out of my peripheral vision, I could see the group had started moving. They were heading toward me. Again, though, in my head, these kids just wanted the food. So I tried not to freak out and continued heading to my car. That was when I heard it. One of the young men yelled out to me, "Hey, mister." I tried to ignore it, but then I heard it again. "Hey, mister, hang on a minute." To this day, I'm not sure why, but I stopped in my tracks and turned to face the group that was trying to get my attention. As I turned, though, I quickly learned what their intentions were. As soon as I was facing them, I heard three sounds that almost sounded like small fireworks popping off. And at the same time, I saw three muzzle flashes from a small handgun that one of the teenagers was carrying. I didn't feel anything at first, but when my leg buckled underneath me, I looked down and knew right away that I had been hit. I fell to the floor and the pain began to kick in. I screamed out for help, thinking that surely I was about to be killed for some unknown reason. I was somewhat thankful, however, when the group ran past me and straight to my car, which still had the keys inside. I heard the sound of people around me screaming as the car pulled off. The person who had ordered the food had come outside by that point, and they were the ones who called the ambulance for me. I never got that car back, but thankfully, I was still able to walk after all was said and done, and I definitely learned a lesson about being aware of my surroundings.